USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's lawyers are describing the impeachment charges against him as an affront to the Constitution and our democratic institutions. The president's legal team is arguing that the charge of obstruction of Congress is frivolous and dangerous. The Senate is also urged to reject the articles of impeachment and acquit the president, although if that happens, according to Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz,
the president would never get a chance to defend himself. The president, the White House lawyers would never get the opportunity to put on the affirmative case.
Cruz speaking there on Fox Business. Tens of thousands of patriotic Americans gathered in Richmond, Virginia to oppose new gun control measures being pushed by Democrats in the state legislature. Music, food, and chants of USA made for a festive atmosphere as the marchers displayed their support for the Second Amendment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
President Trump is honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The President and Vice President made an unannounced visit to the MLK Memorial in the nation's capital. The President also noted that this Martin Luther King Jr. Day falls on the third anniversary of his inauguration. Michael Bloomberg is revealing how he'd vote as a senator during President Trump's impeachment trial.
I'd have to swallow two or three times, but I would say I would vote to convict. Because there's just so much evidence that he acted inappropriately.
The Democratic presidential candidate speaking there on NBC's Today Show, Bloomberg also says the impeachment process is not good, and he believes the United States will be better off letting voters decide who is president. The first nuclear power plant in the United States is in the final stages of being removed from Fort Belvoir in Virginia. In December 2019, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposed removing the reactor and any structures and equipment. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies at the box office, and there's a new number one.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence star in the blockbuster hit Bad Boys for Life, bringing in a total weekend gross of $59.2 million. Dr. Doolittle is at number two with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas, bringing in $22.5 million. 1917 is at number three with $22.1 million. Jumanji, The Next Level, drops down to number 4 with $9.6 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is at number 5 with $8.4 million. Number 6, Just Mercy, coming in at $6 million. Little Women is at number 7 with $5.9 million. Knives Out at number 8 with $4.3 million. Like a Boss is at number 9 with $3.8 million, and still on the charts, Disney's Frozen 2 at number 10 with $3.7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.